Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases another installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi of over 18,000 crore rupees to 9 crore farmers. Asserts India is on the path to becoming global hub of natural farming. NDA leader Nitish Kumar stakes claim to form a new government in Bihar to take oath tomorrow. India launches first indigenous CRISPR-based gene therapy, Birsa 101, for sickle cell disease. Delhi court sends gangster Anmol Bishnoi to 11-day NIA custody for involvement in terror syndicate after deportation from the US. Goa all set to host the 56th International Film Festival of India from tomorrow at Panaji. And in shooting, pair of Abhinav Deshwal and Pranjali Prashant Dhumal clinch gold in the 10-meter air pistol mixed event at 25th Deaflympics in Tokyo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 21st installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi of more than 18,000 crore rupees at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu. This afternoon, the amount will support 9 crore farmers across the country. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the South India Natural Farming Summit on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the agriculture sector has witnessed transformative reforms in the past 11 years. He said the country is on the path to becoming a global hub in natural farming.
Bharat, natural farming ka global hub banne ke raaste par hai. हमारी बायोडायवर्सिटी एक नया आकार ले रही है देश के युवा भी अब एग्रीकल्चर को एक मॉडर्न स्केलेबल अपॉर्चुनिटी के रूप में देख रहे हैं इससे देश की रूरल इकोनॉमी को बहुत बड़ी ताकत मिलने जा रही है
Mr. Modi said farmers received a benefit of 10 lakh crore rupees through Kisan credit cards.
किसान क्रेडिट कार्ड अकेले केसीसी से ही इस साल किसानों को 10 लाख करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा की मदद दी गई है 7 साल पहले पशुपालकों और मछली पालकों को केसीसी की सुविधा मिलने के बाद वो भी इसका जमकर लाभ उठा रहे हैं बायो फर्टिलाइजर पर जीएसटी कम होने से भी किसानों को बहुत फायदा हुआ है
Mr. Modi gave a clarion call to the farmers to adopt natural farming practice in 1 acre land in one season and witness the amazing results.
साथियों, विकसित भारत के लिए एक futuristic agriculture ecosystem बनाने के लिए हम सभी को एक साथ मिलकर काम करना होगा.
நண்பர்களே, வளர்ச்சி அடைந்த பாரதத்திற்காக வருங்கால விவசாய சூழலமைப்பினை உருவாக்குவதற்காக நாம் அனைவரும் இணைந்து பணிபுரிய வேண்டும்
Prime Minister Modi also felicitated 5 distinguished natural farming specialists on the occasion. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan also attended the event. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi participated in the centenary celebrations of Sri Satya Sai Baba at Puttaparthi in Andhra Pradesh. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar submitted his resignation to the governor this evening and staked claim to form the new NDA government. Earlier in the day, Janata Dal United Chief Minister Nitish Kumar was elected as the leader of the National Democratic Alliance NDA Legislature Party in the state. The decision was taken during a joint meeting of newly elected MLAs of the 5 constituent parties of the coalition in Patna. Samrat Chaudhary was named the Bihar BJP Legislature Party leader, while Vijay Kumar Sinha was chosen as the deputy leader during a meeting of the newly elected MLAs of the party in Patna. Talking to media, state BJP chief Dilip Jaiswal said Mr. Nitish Kumar's resignation has been accepted. Mr. Jaiswal said the JDU leader has been appointed as the caretaker chief minister till the oath-taking ceremony to be held tomorrow.
Today, Bihar's Chief Minister Nitish Kumar submitted his resignation to the governor, and the governor accepted it. He also agreed that Nitish Kumar will continue to serve as the caretaker Chief Minister until the next swearing-in ceremony. Nitish Kumar also staked claim to form the government. The oath-taking ceremony will be held tomorrow at Gandhi Maidan.
NDA had achieved a landslide victory in the recently concluded state assembly elections, returning to power by clinching 202 seats in the 243-member house. JDU leader Nitish Kumar will take oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar for the 10th time tomorrow. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and many other dignitaries will attend the event. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched the country's first indigenous CRISPR-based gene therapy for sickle cell disease, which primarily affects the country's tribal population. The therapy, named Birsa 101, is dedicated to legendary tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda, whose 150th anniversary was observed on the 15th of this month. Addressing the gathering, the minister said the country has formally begun its decisive journey towards becoming a sickle cell disease-free nation, marking a historic turning point in the country's public health and genomic medicine landscape. He emphasized that the breakthrough has demonstrated the country's capability to produce path-breaking therapies at a fraction of global costs, potentially replacing treatments priced at 20 to 25 crore rupees overseas. A Delhi court today sent gangster Anmol Bishnoi to 11 days of custody of the National Investigation Agency, NIA, following his deportation from the United States. The agency produced the gangster in Patiala House Court in the national capital amid tight security this evening after his arrest upon his deportation from the U.S. over his involvement in the terror syndicate led by his jailed brother and close aide Lawrence Bishnoi. The NIA had sought custodial interrogation of the accused for 15 days. The agency said Anmol Bishnoi has been absconding since 2022. A high-level Afghan delegation led by Minister of Industry and Commerce Alhaj Nuruddin Azizi visited the India International Trade Fair today. The visit of the Afghan minister is aimed at strengthening bilateral trade and investment ties. Mr. Azizi interacted with Afghan traders in India to discuss market access and expansion prospects. This visit is the first by an Afghan minister to India Trade Promotion Organization, ITPO, since 2021, set against escalating Afghanistan-Pakistan tensions, including border closures disrupting exports. This has prompted Afghanistan to diversify trade with India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today inaugurated Consulates General of India in Yekaterinburg and Kazan alongside Russia's Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Andrei Rudenko. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the establishment of the new consulates will boost trade and tourism between India and Russia.
The opening of these consulates will not only enhance our diplomatic presence in Russia, but will act as a catalyst to further boost trade, to increase tourism, economic, scientific, technology, even academic and cultural ties between our two countries. The consulates will contribute to our joint efforts in increasing our bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030.
In Ukraine, a total of 25 people were killed in a Russian drones and missile attacks on western part of the country, hitting two apartment blocks in Ternopil. Ukrainian rescue officials said 73 people were wounded in one of the deadliest strikes since Russia launched its special military operation in 2022. Meanwhile, Russia said debris from intercepted Ukrainian missiles struck civilian sites in Voronezh. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today underscored the country's remarkable progress in sanitation and hygiene under the Swachh Bharat Mission, saying that 11 crore toilets have been built across the country addressing the inaugural ceremony of the three-day World Toilet Summit on the occasion of World Toilet Day in New Delhi, the minister said, construction of toilets is a major milestone that has transformed public health and dignity in rural and urban India. He said all villages, districts and states were declared open defecation free ODF in 2019.
देश ODF तो हो गया है लेकिन अब ODF प्लस
कंट्री हैज बिकम ODF बट नाउ वी हैव टू मूव टुवर्ड्स ODF प्लस ODF प्लस प्लस एंड वाटर प्लस टू क्रिएट अवेयरनेस इन दिस डायरेक्शन द गवर्नमेंट अलोन कैन नॉट डू एवरीथिंग पीपल मस्ट ऑल्सो पार्टिसिपेट इफ वी डू नॉट मेंटेन क्लीनलीनेस इन आवर ओन होम्स देन हु विल
अगर हम अपने अपने घर में सफाई का ध्यान नहीं रखेंगे तो कौन रखेगा.
Goa is all set to host the 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, from tomorrow at Panaji. The 9-day festival will begin with a vibrant parade celebrating the country's rich cultural legacy. Japan is the focus country this year, along with Spain as partner country and Australia as spotlight country. Our correspondent reports that the event will bring together guests and filmmakers from more than 80 countries and over 270 films from India and abroad.
The parade will start tomorrow evening, featuring vibrant floats, cultural performances and a spectacular procession. The street carnival has replaced the traditional indoor opening ceremony. The cultural center, from where the tableaus will proceed to the street, is buzzing with preparation, with the procession finally culminating at Kala Academy, one of the five venues of IFFI 2025. Brazilian film The Blue Trail by Gabriel Mascaro will be the opening film this year and to be screened at all five venues. The festival will also feature 13 world premieres and 46 Asian premieres. The best film of the festival will be bestowed with the Golden Peacock Award and a handsome cash prize of 40 lakh rupees. Apart from celebrating cinema, IFFI will also be the home to Waves Bazaar, musical showcase IFFIesta and a dedicated section to AI Film Festival. The film festival will be held till 28th of this month. With Saira, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Panaji.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe cold wave conditions in parts of West Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. IMD has also said there will be a gradual rise in minimum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius in central India during the next 5 days. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. The air quality index AQI was recorded at 395 at 8 p.m. today. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended over 0.5% higher today. We have a report.
The Sensex surged 513 points to close at 85,186, while the Nifty advanced 143 points to settle at 26,053. Sensex closed over 85,000 mark for the first time this year. Meanwhile, the broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange closed mixed. The mid-cap index advanced over 0.3%, while the small-cap index declined 0.4%. In the forex market, the rupee today appreciated by 3 paise to close at 88 rupees and 58 paise against the US dollar. Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
Indian shooters continued their impressive performance, securing more medals at the 25th Deaflympics in Tokyo, Japan today. The duo of Abhinav Deshwal and Pranjali Prashant Dhumal clinched gold in the 10-meter air pistol mixed event by defeating Yadru Kao and Ming Jui Su of Chinese Taipei in the final. Meanwhile, Kushagra Singh Rajawat won the bronze in the 50-meter rifle prone competition. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases another installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi of over 18,000 crore rupees to 9 crore farmers, asserts India is on the path to becoming global hub of natural farming. NDA leader Nitish Kumar states claim to form a new government in Bihar to take oath tomorrow. Delhi court sends gangster Anmol Bishnoi to 11-day NIA custody for involvement in terror syndicate after deportation from the US. Goa all set to host the 56th International Film Festival of India from tomorrow at Panaji. And in shooting, pair of Abhinav Deshwal and Pranjali Prashant Dhumal clinch gold in 10-meter air pistol mixed event at 25th Deaflympics. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.